Blog Talk Radio.
A licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro, providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. ManaPro, nurturing life. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author of City Chicks, Chicken Tractor, and other great titles, Pat Foreman. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, and I would like to thank you so much for tuning in today on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry, show poultry, and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I want to invite you to join us in the live chicken chat room that's going on right now. Everybody loves the chat room. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the world. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guest when we have them on. How do you get into the chat room? Well, if you're listening live right now, you're probably already in the chat room registered as a guest. So if you're at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio, just scroll down a little bit. You'll see the chat room. It'll automatically be opened up, and then you can we would like for you to take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on in and sit a spell, have a great time, meet some new friends, talk all about our passion of backyard poultry, show poultry, sustainable living, urban farming, urban gardening, and a whole lot more. I would also like to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. We hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. ManaPro is committed to providing the best quality products that your animals deserve at a value you can appreciate. No matter the animal, no matter the product, you can be certain that ManaPro cares as much about the well-being of your flock as you do. So try one of the many poultry products offered at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
Designed for starting and growing game birds, turkeys, ducks, geese, and broilers, ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird Crumbles feature 24% protein and a combination of vitamins, minerals, and yeast culture. This complete feed does it all, from growth and weight gain to healthy development and even improved digestion. So next time you're starting some new birds, try ManaPro's Game Bird Showbird formula and see the difference.
When you need an incubator, think Brensea, the incubation specialist. Brensea has been a world-leading manufacturer of incubators for over 30 years. Incubators from 7 to 380 eggs with high-quality electronic and digital controls, including precise humidity control and programmable egg turning, all at surprisingly affordable prices. Visit them online at Brensea.com. Brensea spelled B-R-I-N-S-E-A. That's Brensea.com, or call 1-888-667-7009. Enter the coupon code WHISPER at checkout and save 10% on their incubators, brooders, egg handlers, and other incubation accessories. When you need an incubator, think Brensea, technology you can trust. Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, brooders, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Hi, I'm country music artist Nathan Osmond, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer.
Oh, yeah!
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. It is now time. The time you have all been waiting for. The reason why you tune in every day here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. The reason why we have listeners from all over the world, including all over Europe. They tune in every day just to welcome the one and the only, the multi-talented poultry advocate and compost queen, Pat Foreman. Hey, Pat.
Whisper, I must admit, I love it when you talk like that. I only wish it were really true. Oh, hey, guess what's starting this week here in Rockbridge County, Virginia? You know what's starting this week.
Let me think. Let me see what's starting this week in
Virginia. What's starting this week? I was there last night.
Let's see. I've got it right here. It's starting, and it's starting this week. The National Senior Harley-Davidson Riders Club.
Well, Rockbridge County is very popular with the Harley-Davidsons. There's a little a place called the Pink Cadillac that has Elvis Burgers. You'd like to go there, and so it's one of major stops. No, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
Whisper.
I thought you might have put on your leather chaps and headed out to the Harley Davidson corral, but
No leather chaps.
What's starting up there?
Our county fair is starting, and they just
really already
yesterday. Yeah, already. Oh my God, it was so hot, but it's over at the Virginia Horse Center, and they've put the carnival area up on this hill, so you get this wonderful view of the Blue Ridge and House Mountain. And we went up there last night, and it was all tucked up, and looked like a little gnome party, but no one was around. So we just walked around looking at the different rides and things, and it was a little spooky, but it was really fun. And it's just so colorful with the banners flying in the breeze and all these cartoon faces. And then we went over to, kids were checking in their livestock, so we saw a lot of the 4-H'ers and the poultry had already been judged by Andy Marcinko. We had him on our show. He's in the American Poultry Association Hall of Fame, number 10, as a matter of fact. So it was just a great evening last night, but my God, the heat here, it's supposed to top 100 today, and the animals, they had the fans on, and everyone was just in a sauna. They were sweating so much. So that's what I did last night, and so the rest of this week, it's fair time. So that's always a fun time.
Can't believe it's starting so early.
Yeah, July. Usually it's in August, but I guess the bookings or whatever it is, they just decided to do it this week. I mean, it's really, a couple weeks early. Not that terribly early, but it is one of the early ones.
Time's getting away from us. Speaking of hot, we have Arlena Schott on today.
Yeah.
How about that?
I love Arlena. Yeah.
That's perfect.
The rebel gardener.
She posted earlier I had posted that she was going to be on today, and the topic today was how to keep your garden alive in this heat wave.
Yeah.
But something like her comment was very short and sweet. She put, crazy hot, crazy hot. And then I responded to her message, are you describing yourself or today's radio show?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I think she identifies very strongly with the Twitter comment. Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy hot. Yep. So, we have a great show lined up for everybody today. Arlena Schott with Garden Wise Living, and she has her own gardening TV show, which just goes to show Pat and I, we only bring you the experts in their field here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So why go anywhere else? Tune in. Backyard Poultry, Show Poultry, Sustainable Living, Urban Farming, Urban Gardening, Preparedness, the experts right here. Go nowhere else. Bring your notepad.
True.
Bring your spiral notebook. And take the notes. And otherwise, you may just, you never know what kind of information you're going to get out there on forums and whatnot. So, so right here, the experts in their field. So we're glad to have her on today. And since I hadn't talked to you this morning, Pat, did you get my email?
Oh, I'm about 200 emails behind. So, I'm sorry.
I'm let you know and everybody else know that, we've been talking about taking some time off here and there. We normally take 2 weeks off during the summer, and the summer is about half over. And so it just has come to the time. I will be out of the loop tomorrow and Friday. And then Monday and Tuesday. It won't be a vacation. It'll be more of a half kind of a time off, half work vacation. We're going to head up and visit my father for a few days and visit with him. We got to take care of some business in Atlanta. And so it's kind of a business slash pleasure little if you want to call it a vacation or time off. And then on Monday and Tuesday, Jen has her first couple of training days for her new job that she has got. So she said, very, very quick. They're putting her right through the loop. So she's got to she'll be tied up all day. In fact, this will be the first really two full days that it'll just be me and Caleb. So we'll just be hanging out, having some father and son bonding time. We may head over to the gun range and pop off a few rounds. Or who knows? We might go by the tractor store and take a look at some of the big the new 2012 tractors that are coming in and take a look at those and you just never, we just have some father son bonding while Jen is in her training classes. You just you never know. So we'll have some, we may go to Bass Pro Shops and take a look at the latest fishing gear and so yeah. So we're it'll be some father-son bonding on Monday and Tuesday. But so now you know, now our listeners know. But the show should go on. I'll talk to Pat after the show. But I think we should still be good there. And then, like I said, there will be a time that we're going to try to get away to the beach and to have a real vacation, which we haven't had in some time. And then either, Pat, again, you have the choice to either we'll just eliminate the show for a week and we both can take that week of nothing and relaxation and hanging out, or you can run the show based on your schedule. So we'll decide all that off the air when I give you a call.
Okay.
So, and I want to let everybody know, we did announce the password yesterday on the radio show at the very end of the show, but we also posted it on yesterday's password on Facebook today. They were talking about it in the chat room, so I want to let you know we will have another password actually today as well. We have a chicken trivia question that we'll have today. Today is Wednesday, so one lucky winner is going to win a nesting box from our good friends over at Ware Manufacturing. That's Ware Manufacturing. If you have a lot of critters around your place, you probably already have some of their homes and cages and hutches and whatnot made by Ware Manufacturing. You may not even know it, but you probably do because they're a huge company and make just tons and tons of things like that. But we've got a nesting box from them to give away to one lucky listener at the end of the show today during our chicken trivia contest. And Trying to think of anything else that's going on. Oh, tomorrow we're going to welcome Dr. Bridget McRae. She's a PhD poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist. Now, how many times do I have to say, yes, we bring you the experts in their field? Who else is bringing you a PhD poultry scientist twice a month to come on and teach and share her knowledge with poultry? So we've got that tomorrow. And then, of course, a fun Friday this Friday. And then Rhode Island Ruby in the chat room says she's feeling lucky, so maybe she'll win a nesting box today. How cool is that? And then let's see, and then we've got next Monday and Tuesday, so we'll talk to you about that after the show, Pat, or you can just check your email and get it all, put it in your calendar.
Yep.
So no, I'm behind on email as well. So kind of picking and choosing what in order I need to answer, but let's go ahead and let's get started. I've got a few chickens in the news articles that I can share with everybody. And every day, Chickens in the News is brought to you by Meyer Hatchery. Since 1985, Meyer Hatchery in Polk, Ohio has been a family-owned and operated business. Meyer Hatchery is a year-round hatchery that offers over 160 breeds of poultry, including chickens, ducks, geese, turkeys, guineas, beefowl, and game birds, plus a full line of feed and supplies. Just need a few baby chicks? No problem. Meyer Hatchery will ship as few as 3 baby chicks. Check them out online at MeyerHatchery.com. That's MeyerHatchery.com. All righty, let me get over here to our chickens in the news and see which ones are worthy here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. I like the title of this one. They will be posted on our Facebook page. Just follow us. Over 12,100 people do. You can follow us on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/ The Chicken Whisperer. And all righty, here we go. This comes to us from the UK. Comes
right
to us over across the pond from Wales, walesonline.co.uk. Why there's more to keeping chickens than getting fresh laid eggs. Why there's more to keeping chickens
All right.
than getting fresh laid eggs. That's, chickens are not only a great source of backyard food, they can also become well-loved pets. First, we wanted our eggs free-range so as not to support battery farming. Then we wanted them organic, without any of those nasty chemicals involved. Now we want our eggs one stage more wholesome, fresh from the garden, and our very own brood of hand-reared chickens. Keeping chickens has grown in popularity over the last few years, much as traditional crafts and home cooking have done. Perhaps it's the recession, or the example of TV chefs like Hugh Fearnley, Willingstall and Jamie Oliver are simply our desire to get in touch with an age gone by. Whatever the case, these days you're almost as likely to see a few Rhode Island Reds or Welsummers in the average back garden as the traditional dog or cat. For some, like Philippa Pickworth, keeping chickens came as part of a whole new way of life. Philippa, a former lawyer, and her IT manager husband, David, gave up their busy lives in Brookshire 2 years ago to live the good life in Laon, West Wales. They now keep pigs, lambs, and honeybees, as well as 6 chickens on the small holding Branston and rent out eco holiday cottages on their land. How cool is that? You can get a little cottage
wow.
there.
Good.
Take a look at that.
That's excellent. That's
absolutely. Then everybody who comes and stays there, they can educate them on the benefits of having the backyard flocks and the small farm animals. So that's good thinking. Getting chickens was all about egg production for Philippa and David. It's a small holding. The whole point was to have as much as possible to provide for us. And also when we do, that the hampers for the holiday cottages, they get some free eggs and they can buy more if they want to. That said, now we've got them. They are very good fun. 2 of our original 4 haven't laid very well recently, but the thought of dispatching them is awful. So, of course, this is from the UK, so different kind of terminology. We'll keep them as pets now, even if they stop laying completely, because you do get attached to them. Chickens make excellent pets, responding well to handling and becoming tame, social, and even affectionate. Some varieties, such as bantams, are said to be particularly docile and suited to families with children. After the initial setup, they don't cost very much to look after. They don't need a huge amount of maintenance. They are also productive pets with good layers, good laying production, up to an egg a day during their peak years. And, of course, there's a possibility of enjoying them as a part of a Sunday roast, although most people find that once they're their birds for any length of time, the last thing they want to do is see them on the dining room table. Deborah Longman would count herself among those whom chickens are definitely more pets than producers. She and her husband, Phil, got their first chickens 3 years ago and now have 13 of them, including a few exotic varieties. I have some hybrids, some purebreds. I've got a couple of ex-battery hens, she says. I've got a real mixture of colors as well, and egg colors, brown, white, blue, green. We've always been into vegetable growing and things like that, so it's about self-sufficiency, but they're pets too, pets with benefits. They've got fantastic characters. They really have their own personalities. I love it. It's a whole new world, chicken keeping. There are shows you can go to. I don't show any of my birds. I go to the shows, and some of my friends go to the shows, and I go to support them. Deborah, who lives in Neath, has seen interest in chicken keeping rise even in the short time she's been involved in the scene and now runs classes for those who want to find out more. I get a mixture of people, she says. You've got people who are looking at downsizing their careers and getting a small holding. There are families where the parents think it's good for the children and know where their food comes from. You get some quite middle-class people coming along, and then you've got more working-class people. It's something that's appealing to a lot more people now. And to be honest with you, this thing is about 4 pages long. So I'm going to stop there, but it is a great article. And I will post this on our Facebook page after the show. Again, just go to facebook.com/thechickenwhisper. And then I've got another one here, of course. Auburn Council amends code to allow backyard chickens. Opelika Auburn News from Ed Notch. The Auburn City Council amended city code and zoning regulations to allow residents to keep chickens on residential property as its regular meeting on Tuesday. The council amended Chapter 4, Section 4-2 of the city code and Article 5 of the city zoning ordinance to allow residents to keep chickens. The changes were at the request of residents who gathered signatures on a petition and brought their proposal to the Planning Commission, which recommended the change, according to Councilmember Sheila Ekman. Planning Director Forrest Cotton said the amendments would require the chickens to be in permitted coops or cages. Neighborhood covenants would still prohibit chicken keeping. Residents could not keep roosters or slaughter chickens unless they have 3 or more acres of property, are within the stock district, and are zoned rural. The board also amended the zone ordinance to make the definitions of model homes and real estate sales offices more distinct. That's irrelevant to chickens, but it says that chickens are now legal in the city of Auburn. So congratulations, folks. So look at the fine print. Doesn't get into a lot of detail. But again, and y'all know my view here regarding – I completely have been doing this a long time. I get the idea of them not wanting to have people slaughter their chickens in the urban area. The problem I have with that, because you're always going to have the bad apples that just leave the entrails and everything else just laying there for the flies and whatnot to come around. You're going to have those folks. Just like you'll have folks that let their dogs run loose and everything else. But the issue there is I feel when they ban the opportunity for you to harvest your chickens for food, the government is now dictating our food source. They are now controlling our food source. They are controlling where we get our food, how we get our food, where we get our food, and how we want to provide for our family. And to me, that's a big no-no that they're saying, controlling a way that I can feed my family. So other than that, folks, pardon me, over in Auburn, read the fine print. Not a lot of detail here, but apparently in Auburn you can now keep some backyard chickens in your town. You have anything for us, Pat?
Yes, I do. And I just had a – let me just get my – this feeds right into what you just talked about, Whisper. And this comes to us from the FayObserver.com. And it's says, "Chicken lovers, it's time to get your hackles up." It's written by Myron Pitts, P-I-T-T-S, and the advice here is get it all in writing. And so they're seeing a possible trouble coming down the road. And here's what's happening. When dealing with the government, like you were saying, a handshake and a word are simply not enough. City residents who raise chickens or who grow vegetables are concerned that their little backyard operations may be shut down by the city's sweeping Unified Development Ordinance, that's the UDO, Unified Development Ordinance, that's set to take effect Friday. And the Unified Development Ordinance, what it does is it limits poultry animals, that's ducks and chickens, everything, any poultry animal limits it to 4, whereas right now they're specified that they can have 10 chickens. So there's a Haymont woman that has both chickens and ducks, and she told a reporter that she's worried, as she well should be, that she would be forced to get rid of some of her animals, and she would also be affected because there is a ban against slaughtering poultry at home. So that's what you were talking about, that as well.
Right, right.
So this woman is a homesteader, and that's her, anyway, she's on there. I know the value of backyard gardens, having grown up in a household where we ate our own fresh peas, greens, and butter beans, and even corn, and even chickens. But the city, so far, what they're saying is the city, they're saying the right things, but Scott Schuford, who's the director of the Development Services, admits that the Unified Development Ordinance is wording couldn't be confusing. It's a little confusing, and he says that some folks' backyard gardens are safe, but he also called it a living document, which means it's subject to change. And he says that some of the restrictions on poultry are oversights that he hopes to fix before the city council goes ahead and makes it codified. But mm-hmm. until that happens, Myron Pitts here is saying, you have a right to worry, because as soon as it gets put in writing, then it can be enforced. Says as long as the ordinance can be read in a variety of ways that show that you're out of compliance, almost no matter what it is, you are at the mercy of the city inspector or even neighbors. And how many times, Whisper, have we heard that? One interpretation versus another. Doesn't matter what the intent of it originally was. But it's not all paranoia. I mean, you've got a right to worry again. Here's the fact. They had a case study or an incident there about the Loopy. Loopy was a potbelly pig, and this came from back in 2009, so it was 2 years ago. And a family adopted the little pet specifically, and it was a pet. They adopted it for their autistic son. And Loopy and the boy bonded. They bonded so much that they saw the boy's behavior improve. It became like a prescription almost, you know, get a pet. So some doctors are telling people now to get dogs to help decrease their blood pressure. So anyway, it really connected with this autistic son and this little pot-bellied pig. But here we have it. Loopy was reported to the city by an anonymous complaint, and his family said that the tattletales were a member of their own extended family. Boy, how do you like your extended family? And they were trying to get back at them for some sort of a past grievance. So, oh, how petty can you be? The family was not allowed to keep Loopy based upon the ordinance, whose intent was to regulate farm animals and operations, of course, not pets. How many times have we heard that, Whisper? So now Loopy, he lives on a ranch. He went to the Jambas Ranch, J-A-M-B-B-A-S Ranch, which is outside of the city limits, and the boy still goes to see Loopy every single day. My gosh, I mean, how much of a heart-filled story can you have that? And how heartless can it be to sort of, because of the differences between farm animals versus pets, even with pigs, a pot-bellied pig especially, which can be house-trained, by the way. So anyway, all that is to say, watch the wording, you folks out there, when it comes to asking for changes or the ordinance changes, and just make sure that it's very clear about your right to have food of your own. So what do you think of that, Whisper?
Makes sense. Yeah, I got it. Look, a handshake. These are politicians, folks. Come on. It's just nuts. Maybe a different view than a lot of people. I'm not sure. I researched actually, because many of y'all know I was going to run for mayor of this little town, and if not, city council. But since we've only been residents for a short period of time, you have to be a resident, a full-time resident of the city. I checked into that for one full year, and elections are actually coming up this November, so it'll be a while before I'll be eligible to run based on just when the next election comes around. But one of my platforms, one of my promises was going to be, you know, I don't even know what they pay here in this little town for mayor and city council, but I was gonna waive that. I was gonna give that salary back to the city. My opinion is, hey, this is public service. You know, this is, you know, public duty, public service. I was whether it be mayor or city council, I was just going to take whatever that salary would be and decline it, give it back to the city and do my civic duty or be, you know,
nice.
public service. So a lot of people are posting over on Facebook regarding this big budget stuff about how, you know, president salary $400,000, Senate salary $175,000, Speaker of the House $200,000. They had all these huge numbers of what these public servants are making, and then it went down to, you know, the average American salary $33,000 to $60,000, average soldier salary something like $19,000 to $33,000, and then they said, and then their comment was, I think I know where we can start cutting the budget first. Some of those hellacious high salaries that these folks are getting. And then I saw a report once, Pat, of the amount of money these Senate offices for all these different senators are spending on bottled water. It is insane.
Oh.
It is insane. And snacks and food and crackers for their guests and bottled water and bottled Cokes. I mean, it was insane the amount of money that's going into that stuff. But anyway, so since you had mentioned that, you know, a handshake is this day and age, depending on who it is about worthless. And research your facts. Hey, want to let everybody know that it is about half past the hour. We're going to have to start our show here with our guest, Garden Wise Living with Arlena, but not until, because I know so many of you are so interested. So many are so interested in this that we do want to keep you updated day by day, but just in case you wanted to know that there are 157 days, 12 hours, and 28 minutes until Christmas.
Oh, here we go. Oh, it does feel, just hearing Christmas songs makes me feel a little cooler there, Whisper.
There you go.
It is hot.
Yeah.
Hot.
It is crazy hot, like
crazy
our
hot
guest, Arlena Schott, and we will be bringing her live right after this short commercial break. So stay with us, folks. We will be back.
First State Vet Supply is your one-stop shop to keep your birds healthy and happy. They have a wide selection of medications, vaccines, vitamins, wormers, and much more. Every product comes with specific directions and doses for your small backyard flock. Have questions about a sick or injured chicken? Take advantage of First State Vet Supplies' Ask the Chicken Doctor program. For just $25, you can have a personal phone consultation with Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. The consultation fee is waived if you purchase a product from First State Vet Supply. Visit them online at firststatevetsupply.com. That's firststatevetsupply.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waters, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com.
Hey ladies, do you have a hard time finding the perfect gift for that animal lover on your list? I did, but not anymore. I shop at hobbyhillfarm.com. They have a great selection of dog, cat, horse, and chicken gifts that are not only cute, but affordable too. Check them out at hobbyhillfarm.com and become a Facebook fan at facebook.com/hobbyhillfarm to receive updates on new products and special discounts. I just know you're going to love hobbyhillfarm.com. I do.
Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
All righty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Hey, Pat!
Yo! Yes.
You know, we have one of those tags from Nathan Osman that says, hey, this is country music artist Nathan Osman, and you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Well, I am friends with his publicist, and so he, of course, recorded that. But I have to tell you, watching the progress of him through the country music charts has been really entertaining. He has on the major country charts, a song called Sweet. It's in the top 10. And it's even staying in the top 10 ahead of Lady Antebellum and Kenny Chesney. So that just lets you know how awesome this guy is and how awesome this song is. Nathan Osman and his current debut single of Sweet is in the top 10 of the major country charts. And he's an avid fan of Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So yeah. I want to say congratulations to him. Also, I want to let you know that I have not touched it and felt it and actually seen it with my very eyes, but I have received, it was shipped to my old address, and so my good buddy picked it up for me. I have received the very, very first completed, whatever you want to call it, bounded, sleeved, whatever copy of my book, Backyard Poultry.
Exciting.
Chicken Whisperer's Guide, yep. And so it came in the mail, FedEx, and I received it. I haven't touched it. This will happen tomorrow. We're going to be heading up to Atlanta, and I'll stop by my good friend's house who picked it up, and I'll be able to touch it and feel it and read it and all that kind of stuff. I got about 4 to 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks to go through it with a fine-tooth comb and make any changes, and then I can send it back to them if need be, or I can just email them the changes, whatever, and for the big major printing that should start for a big release in September. So I'm very anxious to see it, the cover, the back cover, the inside cover, the whole nine yards. It is the first printing, so I'll be anxious to see that. So I'm very excited.
Wow.
Posted that news on Facebook, and I'll be seeing that for the first time tomorrow, and then it'll be in stores everywhere in September. So now, without further delay, it is now time to bring on Crazy Hot herself, Arlena Schott, to tell us how to keep our gardens living in this crazy hot heat wave. Welcome, Arlena.
Hello. Hello, all.
Hey, Arlena. Welcome.
Well, thank you. And Fiona, I am with you. The catfish needs to be dumped. I would do that anytime. Yep. So we can take care of that song the next time he decides to play it. Anyway, how are you guys?
Doing well.
Great.
Doing well.
Good. It's hot outside. It's really hot outside. You're cool. What temperature there? We've got 116 heat index here.
Oh, Lord.
I couldn't begin to tell you.
Yep. What, you don't know what it is outside?
I do not. Not at the present time, unfortunately. It's got to be getting well over, 100, and that's daily here down in South Georgia.
That's true. I guess we're kind of spoiled here. Usually we get maybe a couple days of over 100 degrees or 90 some degrees, but this has been a long week, and it's going to be a long week. But I thought that would be perfect to talk about how to keep our plants healthy, seeing how, if you look at the map on the forecast of weather, you can see that the heat wave is absolutely everywhere. Half of the country is controlled by this wonderful heat wave, and they call it a dome anyway. So I thought, what a great time to talk about how to keep your plants healthy and growing during the heat. So let's start with that. And mainly, I suppose, it's called water. But the thing with that is if we water, 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 what happens? Our plants need more fertilizer. So that's basically the number one thing is to keep them wet. But then again, we have to compensate if they start to turn yellow with more fertilizer, more compost, more manure, things like that. So if your plants are looking at you going, okay, I'm hot, well, that's because of this wonderful heat wave, we need to water them. And that old saying, you need to water either a early morning or late night or not during the day, I water whenever I want to water. I water if I want during the heat of the day, I water during the night, I water during the morning. It just depends on when you want to water. You know, plants actually transpire water through, I like that word.
Plants transpose.
Yeah.
I think they do.
They do transpose.
Hey, how about this? Here's some memories. Here's an old-time memory for all of our listeners. Wonder twin powers activate. You know, if the plants can transpose, then, hey, wonder twin powers. How many people remember that? Wonder twin powers activate, and then one person had to form into something that was water-formed, and the other twin had to form into something that was animal life. So there's an old memory.
I remember
for you
that
guys.
Cartoon, I think.
There's old memory.
I
yeah, the
think.
Superhero. What was that? The Wonder Twins? What was that? The super, you watch Saturday morning. Oh, whatever, Jen. I'm talking to Jen.
I remember those days. Yes. Gosh. But the plants actually do absorb water through their leaves and through their stems as well as through their root system. So if you come home from a day at the beach, like we know the Whisperer goes all the time. And,
yeah.
And,
right.
Yeah. That's a bad thought. We don't even want to go there. But anyway, if we come home and your plants are going, and they're laying on the ground and they haven't been watered, and your neighbor didn't come and water them, or your son's sitting on the Xbox or whatever, hose them down. That's the easiest way and the fastest way to get some moisture into those poor plants is to hose them down. And especially trees, they really, really like to be overwatered, overtop watered. So that's a really good way to do it. Now, for instance, in the ground, we've talked about water, and then obviously we need to fertilize because we're overwatering. The ground is going to lose a lot of its nutrients. We need to fertilize to compensate for the water. But we also want to think about the plants that are producing. For instance, your squash right now, things, your peas maybe, anything that's producing, to try to keep that fruit picked off and those vegetables picked off so the plant doesn't have to concentrate on trying to make more for you until this heat wave goes away. Because anything that reaches above 90 degrees, most of your plants are just sitting there. But if you look at my squash outside, they're like 4 feet tall, and they're trying to make these poor little baby squashes. So last night I went into the garden, and we picked off all the little crooknecks and all the little zucchinis and the patty pans and made like a small, we made a miniature-size summer squash saute instead of allowing, you know, making those poor plants try to keep cool, first of all through this heat wave, and then trying to make, well, babies, basically. They're trying to make some little squashes. So instead of stressing them out, we took off all those little squashes so that all, the plant can maintain itself and keep strong, so when the heat wave goes away, we still have strong plants instead of trying to make them stress out. Now, I'm not saying go out there and pluck up all your tomatoes or anything like that. That's not what I'm talking about. But if there's things that you can harvest early, give them a break and harvest them off. Same to do with your flowers. If your flowers in your gardens, in your beds, look a little bit wilty, but you've kept watering and fertilizing, but they're still looking wilty because it's so hot outside, you can give them a haircut. That helps them being able to concentrate more on the root and the health of the plant rather than trying to keep all that alive and make more flowers for you. You'll have plenty of time for that. Now, if, for instance, they're in containers, now there's a whole different thing with your plants in containers. If you have, for instance, flowers in containers, again, we're going to do the water a bit, but then, of course, we're flushing that soil of nutrients. Then we're going to have to compensate with fertilizer, more fertilizer. Water-soluble fertilizer is good. And then the biggest thing we could do for them, again, is trim. Trim those plants. A lot of times this time of the year, midsummer, our plants start to come over the edge. Maybe they're getting a little bit out of control. Great to pick them up, give them a haircut. It not only helps them keep strong throughout for the rest of the growing season and going into fall, but also to help them maintain life during this heat period. They won't get heat stroke trying to keep all that alive. And the another thing is you can move your sun plant, your sun containers out of the direct sun or shade their pots just for the meantime. That is probably the best thing you could do for them because those containers heat up, and then you're baking those roots inside those containers. So I always like to try to use lighter-colored containers, but sometimes we can't. But we can shade them, or we can move them into the shade just for the time being until this heat wave goes away, and then we can move them back out again.
Wow.
Any questions?
Yeah. But yeah, you know, I know too, Arlena, that I have a southern, sort of southern western exposure deck, and the plants on that during this time of the year, I just have to move them out to get them out of that dragon sun. Then I just move them around to the front side of the porch, but it's just too much otherwise. They just literally fry up. Yeah.
Well, not only are they frying from the top, but in containers, you know, that whole root, the roots are sitting there in this soil that's heating up out of the protection of Mother Earth. She keeps things cool.
Oh, that's a good point.
So, yep, she keeps things cooled down, the roots cooled down, but the poor roots are sitting in a container up out of her, out of the soil, so that they're being baked on. So it's not necessarily the heat from above for those, for the vines or for the flowers. You're baking those, that root system. So if you could, like you say, move them out or put some shade cloth around the planters, or when you're thinking about putting planters in, and you do have, for instance, your southern western exposure deck that's all sun, Then maybe think about lighter colored containers rather than the darker colors, especially black, but whites, light pinks, bright pinks, vibrant greens, or something like that. But the best thing, like you say, is the easiest is just to move them out of the sun during the day, especially if you're not home, to enjoy them. And that saves them, keep them in the shade, and then put them back out just so that they don't end up getting too long and leggy for you because they have to have some sun. But during this heat stroke spell, it's easy to try to keep your things alive because we know it's going to end. For us here in Wisconsin anyway, we know it's going to end probably by Sunday. They're predicting back in the 80s on Monday, so we're good. But anyway, just another great way to keep those plants healthy and going so we can enjoy them for the rest of the season and into fall, and especially in the garden. Keep things wet. If you need to run a sprinkler just to keep them cooled down a bit. And that's what I suggest also for your chickens. If your chickens are really hot and they've got their feather, you know, they've got their wings out and they're doing the little panty mm-hmm. thing and sitting there, run a little sprinkler over the top of the coop or to the side, a mister to the side, so that when the breeze blows, it blows the cool air right next to them. It acts kind of like an air conditioner, if you will, or I guess a swamp cooler in the south. Here in Nevada, in Wisconsin, we have air conditioners. In Nevada, we have swamp coolers. And I'm sure there in the south they have swamp coolers as well.
Uh-huh.
But it works the same way.
You know, you just said something really interesting, too, there, Arlene, and that is I've got a container that I can't really move on my porch. It's got pole beans in it.
Yes.
And some pole lima beans. So I was thinking, what do you think about the idea of making a little shade for the pot, like just maybe putting up a three-sided piece of cardboard? Of course, if it got wet, would get a mess, but maybe just a quick little board or something that would give shade to the pot to keep those roots. And you know what I'll do is I'll get my little compost thermometer and run it down there and see how hot those roots are. I mean, maybe it's just enough mass that it's not a problem, but the plants look okay. But
well, there you go. They'll tell you, you know, your plants tell you exactly what's going on. They will.
Yeah.
They'll wilt. If the soil's wet and they're still wilting, they're either telling you that they're sogging off or damping off, or they'll tell you that they're just plain warm. Those roots are just plain hot. So you can buy shade cloth as well at a lot of garden centers.
Yeah,
and just
I could use a shade cloth.
Snip a piece and just wrap it around that container just so that it gives it a little bit of protection throughout this heat wave. But other than that, you know, that's about all you can do, especially if you can't move those. I would just shade the container a little bit. And if you're keeping them moist, you're basically doing all you can do for now.
Mhm. Mhm. Great. Okay. That's a good point. Thank you.
Want to let everybody know that today's secret password is mulch. And that's another way we can battle this heat wave in the sun is different types of mulch that can contain and keep in the moisture. And so carry on. Just wanted to get that out there for our listeners.
Absolutely. That's almost the exact same thing as shading them with something. If you're in the ground, in the garden, you see that sometimes, for instance, you'll see some roots poking up. Maybe you've had a lot of rain, or it's just the fact that the plant is starting to come up out of the ground a little bit maybe. And if you heavily mulch, like he said, that does help maintain some moisture underneath. Of course, you've got it takes more to keep that mulch wet. You've got to get it wet before it can maintain the moisture underneath. So
that's a good point.
Moisten everything.
Point.
It's like chemo.
Arlene, what do you think go ahead.
Go ahead. No.
What
chemo.
Do you think about?
Oh, I was just going to
putting your drip irrigation underneath the mulch, and then just putting that on in the evening, just a little bit to keep everything nice and moist.
Nice. Always underneath. It makes the drip system or the drip hose a little bit more efficient that way. You can mulch on top. Then make sure everything is good and wet. Turn on your drip hose. It just kind of keeps everything moist. I like that idea. Really good idea. Drip hoses are wonderful, and slide them underneath the plant so that it really works well because it keeps everything nice and wet. I really like drip hoses.
And you know, the other thing about mulch, Arlene, is you don't have to go out and buy mulch in bags. Just cutting your lawn and collecting it up serves as a very nice mulch. And that's, in fact, that's what I've got right now. And it looks really nice because it can dry a little bit and it doesn't, it's fine and it will just dissolve into your topsoil.
Exactly. Unless, of course, you want to watch that you don't leave your lawn get too long before you do that, because if you get too long and it's gone to seed, or any weeds in your grass that have gone to seed, you're putting those back in your garden. So
just remulch. I just remulch. I don't worry about that at all.
Because
I'll let my grass get a little bit longer. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to hog my log. I mean, talk about radical.
When
you bush hog the log, just go over it twice.
Radical, you ought to see some of the people here in Wisconsin. They're mowing and mowing and mowing, and it's brown. The lawn is brown, and they're still mowing, and it's crazy. And it's the biggest thing, easiest thing to keep your lawn lush and green is don't mow it so slow.
Absolutely.
Keep that mower deck high. Give those roots some shade, and my gosh, don't keep spending so much money on mowing, for goodness sake. It's crazy. They mow, and then when we get a couple days or a week of no rain, they wonder why their whole lawn turned brown. It's like, please, people, I've never had a dry lawn here in Wisconsin, but you can drive around, not right now, because like I said, we had 2 inches of rain 3 days ago, which was a lifesaver for most of the crops and everything around here, because going into this heat wave, the ground is really nice and wet. So we kind of lucked out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, geez, don't mow your grass.
Well, the cutting is so short, too, I just have to add this, because it just drives me. I go, oh, my gosh, they don't know what they're doing. But they will cut the lawn so short that I guess they want a golf green kind of thing. And they don't realize that the shorter the lawn, the shorter the roots as well. I mean, it's almost a direct proportion. So by cutting it so short, the roots can't go as deep, and they can't get as much moisture and nutrition. And, of course, that means you got to add more fertilizer and irrigate and all this sort of stuff. And
exactly. It adds more work to you. It really does. I mean, and what's wrong with a nice high, inch and a half to 2-inch high, set your mower deck? And yes, I understand keeping it manicured, but that doesn't mean you have to mow it down to the dirt or the soil. And then also, if you mow it that low and you get a heat spell, your bluegrasses, any kind of your good grasses, they're going
to
die out. And guess what's going to take over? That crabgrass, that quackgrass, all that rye, everything, all the rest of the weeds are going to take over, because that bluegrass and your good grasses, your fescues, any of that have become ill, so they're dying out. So what happens?
That's
Mr.
Right.
Crabgrass says, yes, I am going to take over your spot, and he creeps right in. Pretty soon all you have is crabgrass, and that's it. And you can see the different colors. You can see the bluegrasses and the fescues, all the dark greens, and then you can see that light green, and that's your crabgrass. And you wonder, oh, my goodness, I wonder why I get so much crabgrass or quackgrass or saltgrass, depending on the type of where you're at, what you call it. But that is why, exactly why, and why the weeds keep creeping in, the dandelions, because you're killing out your good grasses. So mow it high, especially in this weather. Or like me, I don't even mow it. If I know it's going to be like this, it's not terribly high outside, I mean my grass, but I'm not going to mow it so my grass dies in this. No. Anyway, that's just my pet peeve.
No, don't you like another
grass.
Pet peeve?
Chicken Whisperer, you need to just sit there. Okay. What do I recommend? I mow my grass about 2 inches high. That's what I like it. My husband now, he's a carpenter, so he's got this string line effect going on. And when he mows, he likes to drop it a little. Well, I'm serious. He likes to drop it a little, you know. He does. He gets his level and his string line out. You think I'm teasing you? You wait till next time he mows. No, I'm just teasing. Anyway, he likes to drop it a little lower, and I'm always going, why are you mowing? Why are you mowing? It's fine. Oh, because the neighbor farmer down the road mows it like every 2 hours. You can hear her mower. I am serious here. I wonder if she's even on here, but if she is, I don't care. I'm telling you, between the two farms on either side of me, you can hear either a mower or a weed whip on both sides. Well, I use my calves as weed whips.
Weed whip.
My calves are my trimmers. But anyway, leave it grow. Leave it grow. That's the best way I can say to keep your lawns healthy for sure in this heat.
or just eliminate your lawns. And as Pat has told us on this radio show before, the number one irrigated crop in America is fescue, or Bermuda being, you know, lawns, and this is the number one irrigated crop in America, and I'm all for one for changing that and having edible landscapes, which we've talked on this radio show before. Then you wouldn't have to worry about mowing or pulling out your measuring tape to see if it's 2 inches or 2.5 inches. You can just go out and water your tomatoes and your okra and your squash
Now. That's fine if you live in the you have to irrigate. I can understand that. If you're in Nevada. We did a lot of hardscape where we took completely lawns out and did it all in hardscapes where it would be either mulch or rocks and stone and hardy plants that take little or no zero scaping is what we call it. But here in Wisconsin, we get rain every 3 to 4 days. We don't have to irrigate our lawns or mostly time our gardens. So I can have a lawn here. But I don't have to, but I understand that. And if in the city or in a township or something like that, take it out and put it into edibles. I understand that as well, absolutely. But here I don't have to irrigate my yard normally or my garden at all, normally at all. So I can have a lawn if I want to.
Yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. Hey, here's another one for you, Arlena, with this drought and the hot weather. And that's the people routinely rake the grass bags. They take all the clippings off the lawn so that it doesn't have a chance to build up. Don't you love that one?
Well, I'm a believer of not letting too much be on there. Now, I mulch. What I do is I have a mower where I'll go back and forth a couple times if I have to and mulch it up so that it stays. And that, again, protects the roots of the lawn. But I do not believe in letting it pile up. No, I wouldn't do that. Is that what you're talking about, or if you're talking about ever, never?
Oh, well, I hardly ever, unless I'm going to use it directly in the garden, will rake the lawn after I mow it, even though sometimes it leaves little clumps here and there. They pretty well just disappear in a week or so, and sometimes even less.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Or
and then build
right
up the topsoil.
Exactly. Yep. You don't want to, in my opinion, you don't want to do it too often because you're going to end up with having a hard pan, depending on where you're at again. You know, just depending on what part of the country you're in. If for instance, here in Wisconsin, if I weren't to watch it and keep most of it out, I would end up with just a clumpy mess. But I'm sure in Nevada, I would say leave it all on because you need that mulch. You need the buildup of that soil. Just depending on, I'm sure it's depending on the type or the area that you live in. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does help to build up the soil. So
yes,
very good. Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot to think about as we get into July and August and September, to keep our lawns and plants from drying up.
Drying up. Yeah. Again, keep your plants picked, your vegetables picked. If there's something that you know you can harvest off of them just a little bit earlier during this heat spell, do it. It helps the plant not have to worry about making all those vegetables. And then after this next week, it's going through. I'm not sure about out east. I see that it's headed up that way. It's still hanging here. We're about mid country or mid United States. It's halfway from half across to the United States, and it's headed up the east coast now. So I'm not sure where it's at. Where it's going to stop, obviously, it's got to end somewhere. But Monday, we're supposed to have back in the 80s on Monday, so I'm not sure. New Hampshire, I'm not sure who's on here from New Hampshire, Maine, anybody like that, Connecticut. I'm sure you all have it by now. But then again, in the South, you guys say you always, always have it this hot, I'm sure. So you're used to this.
But is it always this hot, Whisper, or is this extreme for you?
No, I wouldn't say this is extreme. I don't even know if it's, some people would say it's extreme based on the lack of rain we've had. Up until last week, it's been extreme as far as lack of rain. But I don't think the heat right now is anything exceptional. than it normally is down here.
Mm-hmm. So
okay,
Maine
good.
I see Maine's on here. Is the heat in Maine right now yet, or in Massachusetts? Has it gotten there? I just know that I was watching the weather this morning, and it was headed that way. It was all kind of going to engulf the whole entire half of the United States. So I know it's headed your way. So if you haven't had any
wow.
rain, which Texas, oh, my gosh, poor Texas. That's all I have to say. It's really bad. Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. But there's lots of ways we can protect our plants. And, again, give things a haircut if you think that your petunias, there's lots of times that our petunias get long and leggy, and we're going to give them a haircut anyway midsummer. Maybe this is the perfect time to do it. Give them a haircut, and then they don't have to keep all that alive, plus it keeps them from getting too long and leggy and messy anyway. So
yeah.
Get things under control. Give your plants an early haircut rather than waiting for midsummer or late summer haircuts. Do it now.
Oh, that's good advice.
During this heat spell so that they don't have to take care of all that stuff. They can just kind of concentrate on staying healthy.
Excellent. Well, hey, we're going to take a break. It's about 1 o'clock. Folks, you're listening to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Our guest today, Arlena Schott. It's Garden Wise Living. And today we're talking all about how to keep your gardens and your lawns and all your plants living through this heat wave. Different tricks of the trade. Arlena has her own garden television show. And that shouldn't surprise you because we only bring you the experts here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We'll be back right after this short break. Stay with us. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. I wonder if Pat had her coffee today. You've ordered your new baby chicks and even have the brooder prepared. But now it's time to order that new chicken coop. My Amish Goods offers quality-built chicken coops for every size, flock, and budget. They have many styles and colors to choose from and will ship them fully assembled right to your front door. Act now and receive a special upgrade at no additional charge. Visit them online at myamishgoods.com. That's myamishgoods.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com. That's mthealthy.com. Or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
ManaPro understands that poultry owners are as diverse as the birds they care for, which is why they offer both medicated and non-medicated starters. Whichever product you choose, you know you're getting great nutrition for your new chicks. Look for ManaPro products at a retailer near you. ManaPro, nurturing life.
If you're looking for a unique gift idea for that dog, cat, horse, or chicken lover, then look no further than HobbyHillFarm.com. They have a wide selection of gifts for both the home and farm. My favorite is the chicken noodle soup with noodles shaped like chickens. I'm sure you'll find everything you're looking for at HobbyHillFarm.com. That's HobbyHillFarm.com.
Presenting the Clapper. Let your appliances turn on and off just by clapping.
Clap on, clap off, clap on, clap off.
The Clapper.
How would you like a punch in the beak?
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Pat, you're back?
Okay, I never left, really.
Arlena, you're back?
Yes, I'm back. Oh my gosh, I'm back.
Very, very good. Very, very
Arlena,
good.
Arlena, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I think we'll have quite a good time.
I think so, too. It's going to be exciting.
Hey, we might, unless they accidentally push one, looks like we might have a caller on the line that may have a gardening question. We didn't really open it up, but it looks like they may be in your neck of the woods up there in Wisconsin. So let's see, maybe they have a question for you. It just might be your neighbor that mows all the time that heard you.
So Let's see.
Caller, you're on the air from area code 715. Did you have a question for Arlena?
Yes, I do. And actually, she might remember my name if I tell her. Michelle Kiesel.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry, what?
From Colfax. Yeah. Say, I have some double begonias out in the planters in my south entry, which is the main entrance to our house. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if it's too much sun for them, because I'm beginning to have some leaves blistering.
Yes. They're nonstop begonias? Which begonias?
When
did
I
you
got
say,
them,
sorry?
They said that they could take some sun to them, too.
Okay.
But,
most
you know, like I said.
Okay. Most begonias here in Zone 4 or 5, or Wisconsin here, should
mm-hmm.
have afternoon shade. So how much sun in the, are they getting morning sun and afternoon shade, or are they in full sun right now, during right now?
Yeah, within the next couple of hours, the oaks that are over to the west of our house start providing shade for, I'd say, 2 o'clock on. But otherwise,
okay.
All morning long and until 2, it's sun.
I've noticed, too,
sure.
with our begonias is that when we I don't plant them anymore. I did the first couple of years. And that even in the heat, no matter how much you water them, they're still going to burn. At least that was the experience I had. I couldn't water them enough to keep them, not necessarily alive, but from getting those burned leaves and becoming crispy. And so I ended up didn't have a place where I could really keep them in my yard. No matter how much I felt like I could water them, that didn't work either.
Okay. Another question.
Yeah.
Do you have city water or do you have well water?
No, we have city water.
You do have city
and
water.
And I do have underground irrigation system in my yard. So they do get,
plenty of water then. Are the leaves
yep.
on the edges turning brown or is it the tops of the leaves?
No, it's actually the whole top of the leaf. But what, like I said, it's so frustrating is that the little plastic implant, that thing, you know, when you buy the plants that come with it, it said
yes.
that it could take some full sun. So
okay. The problem with that is, this is the problem with that. A lot of the tags, they're generic, basically produced, and some of the growers just buy them and don't throw them out like I used to at my garden center and make my own tags for my area. So
mm-hmm.
that's really hard. Sometimes it's best to ask the garden center, okay, tell me a little bit more about these plants. Is it true what the tag says? Sometimes it's difficult to go by what the tag says. So that's what's great about shopping independents is they'll know what those plants will do. But for your instance, I'd say yes, they're getting a little too much sun because if they're getting,
okay.
especially during this heat. Now, in our normal, what are we here in Wisconsin? Normally, we're at 85, aren't we? About 85, 86, 87 degrees this time of year. So probably they're going to be okay at a normal time. But during this heat wave, if I were you, if you could, are they in containers or are they in the ground? I'm sorry if I missed that.
No, they're in the small containers, so they're very movable.
I would move them.
I can't put them.
I would flat move them. Move them to where
okay.
if they only get a couple hours of sun in the morning, I'm sure that's going to be plenty for them anyway. And then if
okay.
we start to cool down next week, if you wanted to try it again, then you could move them back out. But begonias,
okay.
typically in our zone here in Wisconsin, shouldn't have much more than a couple hours of sun in the morning or a couple hours of sun late afternoon, and I mean just a couple hours before sundown. Typically,
okay,
or
yeah, I had never seen blistering until now. I've never seen
yes.
the blistering of leaves until just now.
Well, it could be. It could be because of this heat wave, because, well, we've had terrible, terrible hot. Terrible.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do if I were you. I'd move them for now.
Okay.
And then if you want to try and stick them back or try them another year when we'd have normal weather, then I'd give them a try. I wouldn't give up.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All righty, good caller, good question. And for a minute there, I thought it might have been that neighbor calling.
Yeah, she's going to knock on my door. Hey, you know what? I was going to post it on my, it's on my Facebook page, but I was going to post it on my website for those of you that don't have my Facebook, which I don't make people have my Facebook, but I didn't get it put on my website, is I had a flamingo fly-in, a pink flamingo fly-in in my yard. The other morning, I'm sitting there drinking coffee, staring out at my beautiful front beds, and all of a sudden, way in the far corner of our property, up here in the new bed I'm putting in, I see these pink things, and I'm like, what are those? So I go walking out there with my cup of coffee, and sure enough, here are these plastic pink flamingos somebody had brought and placed within my flower bed, and I am a anti-pink flamingo, plastic pink flamingo lady. And so here they are, and so I put on Facebook instantly pictures of these pink flamingo fly-in and said, who in the heck did this? Because you are so in trouble, so in trouble. But anyway, finally, and I have pictures on my Facebook, but I'll put them on my website so you don't have to be a friend on my Facebook, but finally, I did get a confession from my daughter and my grandchildren with a picture of them putting them in the yard. So I have to figure out now who I'll take them to, because I think it should be continued. It should be a continued flyabout. So who wants to be next for these pink flamingos?
They were saying in the chat room that you have been flocked.
I have been flocked. Oh, it was so funny. I laughed so hard for about a – we went on for about a week and a half, and nobody confessed. Nobody confessed, and people are just laughing because I am not a pink plastic flamingo lady. And it was so funny.
That
I guess
is
there's
funny.
there's another question from Dee, and it says, Cara Govindish, she brought it to my attention. I missed it. It's hard for me. I can't multitask and watch the chat room and talk. It says she has a 50-year-old peony that only blooms two flowers every year. Wonders if could be planted too deeply. Absolutely. First of all, more than likely it needs to be woken up. And what I would do by that is in the fall, after the first frost and the everything, I would completely dig up the whole entire plant, the whole bunch, and I would shake all the soil off and take a couple big, nice, big monster roots and replant them. And again, knowing that those eyes cannot be planted too deep. Throughout the season, throughout the years, compost is probably built up, you know, and leaves and foliage and things like that. And you probably have covered those eyes. That's about it, I bet you. Plus the fact that she needs to be woken up and said, hey, you're awake, you're good, and let's grow again. So that's what I would do this fall. After the frost hits and those plants are hit really well, it tells them to go completely dormant, I would dig up that whole root and break her apart. And that's another great time to actually spread her out and put her in different places or share her with family and friends, because I like nothing better to be able to say, you know, I received a root from a lady who owned it for 50 years, and now you can pass it on a piece to your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandson, your son, whoever it might be. But that's a wonderful way to pass it on. So, yeah, that's what I'd say is going on with that. And try it and tell me how it goes. But thank you for the question. And Chicken Whisperer, I'd flock you if I was close enough.
Oh, you would be clucked, Whisperer. You would actually be clucked.
You'd be clucked.
That's funny.
All right.
I'm whipping my weeds, and now I'm flocked in the front lawn. Yes, it's
somebody,
a kinky
somebody,
part of the country here in Wisconsin.
Somebody in the chat room. Somebody in the chat room had mentioned this. They didn't really want to mention this, so I'm going to basically say what they were wanting to say in the chat room when you were talking about her peony. A lot of things might need lifting after 50 years. So. That was
okay.
That wasn't why. Don't send your emails to me. That someone else in the chat room was.
That was funny. Absolutely. Okay. Well, I'm not 50 yet. Give me a couple more years and we'll talk. But yes, I'm thinking that too.
That's funny.
That's too funny.
Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot there, Arlena, and we're going to go to a commercial break here in a minute, but when we come back, we have chicken trivia, and maybe you can dig deep into your massive brain of knowledge regarding gardening, and or maybe you can do a little research, or maybe you can look at, you know, something in a book on your shelf. Would you like to present today's chicken trivia question?
Oh, sure,
I can do that.
He does this to me all the time.
I mean, does it have to be technical? Does it have to be technical, or can it be practical?
It can be a joke.
It can be a joke, a garden joke, but
It can be anything.
Somebody said, somebody in the chat room, in fact, let's see, it was Vaughn's View said, oh, no, you didn't say that, CW. I didn't say it. I saw it in the chat room, and I'm just saying more information that regarding the chat room. For those who can't participate in the chat room, I'm just letting them know what's going on in the chat room so they can kind of participate even though they can't because it's blocked where they work or whatnot. So
okay.
Letting people
so do
know.
Do I say the answer to it or do I just do
this
it
is
at
what
the same time?
We're going to go to commercial break, which will give you some time to come up with a good gardening trivia question. When we come back,
okay.
I'll have Pat pick the lucky caller, and then you can tell us the trivia question. We'll see who calls in, and they'll win the nesting box today provided by Ware Manufacturing. So you've got a couple of minutes while we go to commercial to come up with the chicken trivia question, and we'll do that when we come back after this break. We'll have gardening trivia today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. So we'll be back, and everybody will have a chance to win a cool prize. So stay with us, folks. Don't go away. We'll be back with Chicken Trivia Contest. Ware Manufacturing has been building quality hutches since 1983. Ware manufactures modern chicken hutches, barns, pens, and nest boxes designed especially for the backyard flock. Ware offers hutches and pens for every yard size and every chicken keeper's budget. Visit their website at waremfginc.com. That's waremfginc.com. Or call them to find a retailer near you at 1-888-824-7257. Ware Manufacturing. Pictures of chickens on aprons are common across America, but picture a chicken wearing an apron and you'll probably get a good chuckle. Laugh if you must, but nothing protects hens better than the Hen Saver Hen Apron. Hen Saver Hen Aprons protect your hens from the damage caused by an overly affectionate rooster and may even provide protection from an unexpected hawk attack. Hen Savers come in several different sizes to fit both bantam and standard-sized hens and roosters. Colors include camo, denim, navy, brown, khaki or black, and soon pink. Crazy K Farm is expanding its already colorful Hen Saver collection to include the color pink. A portion of their sales will be donated to organizations that fund breast cancer research and awareness. Order your Hen Saver aprons today at hensaver.com. That's hensaver.com. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
Critter-Cages.com is your one-stop shop for all your critters' housing needs. They stock a wide selection of supplies and equipment for rabbits, guinea pigs, hamsters, mice, rats, ferrets, chinchillas, chickens, and other small critters. Their chicken selection includes chicken barns, chicken coops, and chicken yards from top manufacturers. Your critters will love their selection of quality products, and you'll love their low prices. Visit them online at critter-cages.com. That's critter-cages.com. Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Guess who decided to wake up?
did he get some coffee? Okay,
Oh yeah, he decided to wake up and there he is. Hey, you want your radio debut, huh? You want your radio debut? Say hey to everybody.
Oh, bless his heart.
Say hello to everybody. Arlena and Pat and Tater Farm and Grover.
Oh, my God. It's the cry heard around the world.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. All righty, we're going to do chicken at trivia while Jen tries to console the little CW. And so, Pat, you get to pick the winning caller. Let's start with that.
Okay, caller number 12. I love that even dozen number. Caller 12.
Okay, and then 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. And go ahead with the question, Arlena. We'll see who might know the answer.
Well, this is funny. Anyway, I'm just so technical. But anyway, what if a hen wants to take a bath, what department or what store would she shop in?
Okay, repeat the question one more time.
When my hens want to take a bath, what department of a store, or what store would she shop in for her products?
Love it.
Interesting. There you go, folks. Caller 12. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. And if your hens were going to take a bath, what department in the store would they shop at? Well, Jen's looking over here laughing at me because she's not listening, so I had to repeat it. She looks at me like with a crazy little look, and I'm like, oh, I know, more chicken jokes. I'm sorry, folks.
They are endless. They are absolutely endless. They bring great joy to our lives.
Sorry, I was like, you guys all know about chickens. Why
this is a joke. What makes you think this is a joke, Whisper?
That's,
I mean,
the
you
truth.
Know, it's a girl thing.
It is a girl thing. It's a girl thing. It's true. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a joke. We're not laughing.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's great one, Tater Farm. I don't know if that's the answer or not.
Oh, gosh.
That's a great one that she just posted. I'm going to tell Jen in case we want it. That's a good one, Tater.
What'd they just post, Whisper? I'm not on, I had to log out of the chat room. What'd they just post?
I don't know. It might be the answer. I have to wait and see.
Never stop me.
Bed, bath, and bok, bok, bok. It said yeah, bed, bath, and bok, bok, bok.
Oh, okay.
No,
is
it?
Okay.
It's not. This is not a joke. This is real.
Okay.
This is
okay.
Real. This
Let
is
me
not
get
a
over.
Joke.
Okay. If and of course remember, if you call in 347-637-3237 and you want to answer this question, you have to press 1. Repeat the question one more time, Arlena.
If my hens want to take a bath, what department or what store would she shop in?
Okay. 347-637-3237. Caller number 12, 347-637-3237. If you want to participate, if you want to try to answer the question, you have to press 1 when you call in. Okay? Otherwise, it'll show up and you'll be in a different – you'll be in a – so go ahead and you've got to press 1. And so far, we don't have anybody that – that wants to participate in this. Maybe it's too difficult of a question, but a little birdie just whispered in my ear, we have about 80 seconds left of the show. So what we might do is just, we just may delay. Okay, there we go. We have very, very quickly, very, very quickly. Caller calling in from area code 229. You're on the air with Andy and Arlena and Pat. What do you think the answer is?
To the Best Bath store.
Yes. Absolutely. She's either going to shop at the Dust Bath store, she's going to go to a garden center and shop in the gravel area, the dirt area, soil area. Absolutely.
Is this Kevin in California?
This is.
All righty, buddy. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you from California. Hey, send me an email. You know the drill. chickenwhisperer@chickenwhisperer.net. Name, address, and shipping address. I've got to run. Arlena, thank you very much, so much for joining us, and we'll see you back in a couple of weeks. You rock, and definitely.
Thank you.
Look Arlena up on Facebook and Twitter, of course. Pat, we probably have 15 seconds. It's going to be rushed, but take it away.
Yeah, okay. It was Arlena Schott. You can find her at GardenWiseLiving.com. That's GardenWiseLiving.com. And, of course, thanks, Andy, for bringing us all together. Where would we be without you? And at BlogTalkRadio.com provides our radio, our chat, and our video services. Blessings to all. We love you all so much. And may the flock be with you. Quote the chicken evermore.
Oh.